Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai. With the top stories from Wednesday, here's KSRM's Anthony Moore.
Republican gubernatorial candidate Representative Christopher Kirka recently announced Homer small business owner Paul Huper as his running mate for the position of Alaska's lieutenant governor. Kirka said together he and Huper plan to tackle potential security vulnerabilities and outstanding public concerns for election integrity. Kirka stated, and I quote, "For too long, outside interests have negatively influenced, controlled, and impacted the sovereign will and destiny of Alaskans. However, if my team and I have anything to say about it, and we will, all of that is about to change," unquote. Kirka spoke that Huper is a guy who wasn't seeking the public spotlight or looking to run for office, but when he was reached out to, he stated he was happily working to build his own version of the Alaskan dream for his family. Huper said,
"Didn't expect to be here, but I am honored, absolutely honored to have been asked to run alongside of Christopher. And as I get to know him, he's an amazing guy, amazing.
Yeah.
Dude, you've got a deep well, deep well.
Right.
And that's what it's gonna take to restore Alaska to where it should be and beyond. Leadership with deep wells that are not afraid to say the hard things, to do the hard things, to spend political capital. We need to spend political capital with truth.
Yeah.
And I'm a big believer, when you spend that political capital, God is right there to restore those bank accounts right behind us. We just have to be faithful to Him."
Huper recalled the events from April 2021 when his home was raided by 12 FBI agents who interrogated them and searched their house, reportedly looking for a laptop belonging to Nancy Pelosi, allegedly taken the night of the January 6th Washington, D.C. insurrection. Alaska Communications is saying that over 23,000 rural Alaskans are getting access to high-speed internet thanks to broadband network expansion, which is funded in part through the Federal Communications Commission Connect America Fund Phase 2 program. ACS in 2021 launched or expanded high-speed service available to homes and businesses in Anchor Point, Delta Junction, Fairbanks, Homer, Hoonah, Kosilof, Nikiski, North Pole, Soldotna, and Sterling. Bill Bishop, Alaska Communications President and CEO, in a statement said, "Many aspects of our lives today rely on a broadband connection. Our work to expand service to underserved areas means more Alaskans have access to telemedicine, economic and educational opportunities, and more. We're excited about what 2022 has in store. Network expansions, new technologies, and new federal funding programs will positively impact thousands of Alaskans. Consumer demand for broadband continues to evolve and grow. Our work is never done to improve services for Alaskans." Meanwhile, Borough Mayor Charlie Pierce at Tuesday night's Kenai Peninsula Borough Assembly meeting.
"The IT department have been in communication with Alaska Communications, specifically Heather Cavanaugh and some of their working group, their marketing group. They've made a request to the borough to hang some of their repeaters or antennas on a number of our borough buildings to improve internet service throughout the area, and we're under negotiations with them there. We met with them on the 18th, and really what we've requested is that there be some form of offset between services rendered by the utility and the benefit of having additional new services provided to them via our access to our buildings. And so those negotiations continue."
Stay tuned for more headlines on This Week on the Kenai.